This family had a seriously unexpected visitor for their Christmas. A few years ago, some people travelled from Milan all the way to our front door to visit Sarah's brother, who was staying with us, and it was all unannounced. I mean, would you travel from Milan to South London to be an unexpected visitor? It's extraordinary. Extraordinary. Now, in the story that Lydia read so beautifully, there was an unexpected visitor. Did anyone spot who it was? Louis. The angel. Yeah, it was the angel who came to see Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. You're going to have a baby." It's an unexpected visitor. Now, we're going to be encountering quite a number of unexpected visitors in the next few minutes. And so I thought we would keep a score sheet. I don't have clipboards, but you can see if you can play along and spot the unexpected visitors as we go forward. Before we start, I need to distinguish between different kinds of unexpected visitors, because it's possible to have an unexpected visitor. Mary had an unexpected visitor, the angel Gabriel, who came and told the wonderful news of what was going to happen. But it's also possible to be an unexpected visitor. Let me tell you a story. Those of you who know me will have heard it before, at least once, maybe several times. 20 years ago, I had a sudden rush of blood to the head, and I started the first ever British-owned business in the Republic of Moldova, here, squashed in between Romania and Ukraine. It was quite an adventure. Moldova was, and still is, actually, the poorest country in Europe. It was very, very poor. And we started the business to try and create some jobs to make a difference. And it's been a great delight that this church has supported projects in Moldova more or less ever since and continues to do so. But anyway, right back at the start, Moldova's a little country and I was doing something that nobody else was doing, and it was quite weird. And one day, when I was in Moldova, sitting at my desk, a phone call came in from the office of the Prime Minister. And they said, the Prime Minister would like to see you in 2 hours' time. Here he is, the Prime Minister, Mr. Filat, who has spent the last few years in jail. But that's not what the story is about. Actually, he got out earlier this week. But anyway, that's not what the story is about. So I was invited to be a visitor with the Prime Minister. And I'd gone to work in the morning not knowing that I was going to be the visitor. But when I got there, look, here we are. This is the Prime Minister here. This is my friend and business partner, Vasily, who's been in this church a couple of times. Some of you have met him. And this is me, and these are other people. And I got there, and advisors. And there were journalists. There was a camera crew. And I thought, what on earth does the Prime Minister want to talk to me about that warrants having all of these people here? And so we got through the usual formalities and handshakes and so on, sat down round about this moment where the photo was taken. And Prime Minister Filat said to me, "So, what is it you want to talk to me about?" It was probably the most embarrassing moment of my life. There was no good way out of it, because either I could make him look like an idiot or me look like an idiot. And I don't have to try very hard to do that. But I was an unexpected visitor, and it turned out that not only was I an unexpected visitor, he wasn't sure why I was there either. It was all terribly unexpected. We've got the next reading in Luke's story, of what happened at the time of the birth of Jesus, and I think Sophie's going to come and read it for us. Is that okay? Thank you, Sophie. Does anyone spot any unexpected visitors? It's not that long a passage. Mary and Joseph. They got what was sort of like a phone call from the Prime Minister's office. It came from the office of the governor of Syria saying, you have to get to the place where you were born, Bethlehem. They said, oh, do we have to? Yes, you have to. And so they went. And it was all terribly unexpected. And they got there. And they went to the inn. And said, can we have a room? And they said, name, Joseph, Mary. We're not expecting you. They were unexpected visitors. So they had to do the best they could. Go and spend the night in an animal shed. Let's see what happens next in the story. Is Oliver here to read the next section? Thanks.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those who in his favor.
Thanks, Oliver. So the shepherds have just had their baked beans, they're settling down for the night, and there's an unexpected visitor. Who was it? Did you spot the unexpected visitor? Yeah. Well, there was an angel, and the angel came and said, don't be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the one that has been promised from centuries of old. God's special person, the Messiah, is coming. He's the Lord. And so the angel said that, and the shepherds were just reeling from having an unexpected visitor, not at the door, but in the sky. And as if that wasn't enough, there was another unexpected visitation from lots of angels. When you spot one angel, look carefully. There could be more. Lots of angels saying, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. What a nice message, a message of peace and of celebration. What on earth did it mean? Now, Kate is going to read the next passage.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thanks, Kate. You know the form. Who's the unexpected visitor this time? It's the shepherd this time. They had the unexpected visitor last time. Now they are the unexpected visitor to Mary and Joseph. It's all getting very tangled up, isn't it? Lots of unexpectedness everywhere. But hang on a second. We're not going to have any more readings, because I'm going to test your knowledge of the story without readings now. Can you think of any other unexpected visitors who came to see Mary and Joseph and the baby in the Christmas story? The wise men. Oh, sorry, that's thinking time. There you go. There's the clue. The wise men. Now, are there any other unexpected visitors in the story? I told you there were a lot of them. Any other unexpected visitors? Well, how about this? How about this? The baby Jesus. I think the baby Jesus was an unexpected visitor. Now, you may be sceptical about that. For a number of reasons, was Jesus really unexpected? That first reading that Lydia did for us happened 9 months ago. And the angel said, you're going to have a baby. So, was it really unexpected? And all through that 9 month period, Mary was in a state that's even called expecting. So what am I on about? As if all of that wasn't enough. If you look back in the part of the Bible that people already had in their hands at the time that Mary and Joseph went to visit Bethlehem, the part that now we call the Old Testament, you'll find that there are lots and lots of references to the coming Messiah, God's promised one who would come to change everything. So, for example, at Christmas time, often we get readings from the Bible from the old prophets, Isaiah, Micah, who prophesied, they lived 800 years before Jesus was born. And there are even some writings in the Old Testament quite specifically about Jesus and identifiably about him that were written 1,200 years before Jesus was born. Is this really unexpected? There's a song that Charles Wesley, the great Methodist hymn writer, wrote, Come, thou long-expected Jesus. So what on earth do I mean when I say that maybe Jesus was unexpected? I'll tell you. Yes, Jesus was born as a baby to Mary, as expected. But the people who read the Old Testament were expecting a Messiah, a special person, who would be a leader, a great leader, or a king, or some sort of transformative figure in the society. What nobody expected was that the little baby would be none other than Almighty God. It was just inconceivable to people that the God who made the universe would make himself this small, this vulnerable. It's almost inconceivable. So, yes, it really was utterly unexpected. If you decided that you wanted to find out about the meaning of life, you wanted to have contact with the ultimate, and you decided that you were going to go and search for God, what would you do? Would you get a stepladder and see if you could climb up to heaven and have a look and see him? I'll give you a tip. Don't bother. You won't find him that way. There's an old saying, who by searching can find God? We don't know where to start looking to find the ultimate being, to find Almighty God. And even if we knew where to look, it would be a bit like turning up at Buckingham Palace as an unexpected, uninvited guest. Try blagging your way into Buckingham Palace. The Queen doesn't receive unexpected visitors. It's not possible to get in. And if the Queen doesn't do it, can you imagine the Almighty, all-powerful God welcoming uninvited, unexpected visitors? How on earth can we get to know God? The story of Christmas is utterly unexpected. In fact, it would have been seen as blasphemous at the time. The very idea that the huge God of all should come down and make himself so vulnerable. And not only that, he was born as a little baby, and we know how vulnerable babies are, but more than that, as he grew up, he allowed himself to be subjected to all of the pains and heartaches and struggles of our life. Not separate from, but sharing in the challenge of our existence. Ray read earlier in the drama a quote from part of the New Testament. Jesus made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, by being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even death on a cross. God signed up for the whole package of what it meant to be like us. He's shared our existence so that we can meet him on our own terms. It's an amazing story. That's why Christians get so excited about Christmas. That God came down specifically to be with us. It's unexpected, but it's really welcome. And having come, he says to each one of us, "Here I am. I stand at the door of your heart. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with that person and they with me." Eating with someone is friendly. It's intimate. It's quite cozy. It's the picture that Jesus uses. "I'll come into your life and I'll hang out with you." Now maybe for you this Christmas time, Jesus is a really unexpected guest knocking at your door. Maybe as this Christmas season goes on, you'll think more about this. And you'll be inclined to open the door of your heart to welcome him and say, "Lord Jesus, I want to know you. Please come into my life." Christmas dinner is fantastic. Best meal of the year. Gathered all together. And what Jesus tells us is that if we open our hearts to let him in, to come and be with us, as it were, to eat with us, then Almighty God will open his home to us. We can be with him, and we can share in all of his good things eternally in heaven. He says, "You will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ." This Christmas, I promise you, Jesus is knocking at your door, whether you expect him or not. My challenge to you is, will you be an unexpected guest in heaven this Christmas?